You are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, happy Monday to everyone. Our topic this week is living in the faith zone. That is the zone we must live in. The faith zone. Living a life in faith, in the zone. So that's going to make more sense as we continue to go through this teaching this week.
I love that, Diane. I love that so much. And we ask that all our listeners, our regular listeners who are listening to this program, will invite their friend this week to learn about faith. I happened to run into one of our listeners in the store. I was in the hardware store. And I run into him and he says, "You guys, I want to tell you that you guys are just hitting it out the park with that teaching what you guys given on the radio." It was refreshing to hear that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't come to our church. He doesn't listen. He says, "I am addicted to the program." So that encouraged us all three of us, to study more and to make sure that we are putting truths. We represent the truth of God's word. That's all we want to do. Represent the truth of God's word, not to build follower, but to teach God's people who are going to go to heaven and give them light. You know, we are children of what? Light. So the light shine and the darkness cannot comprehend it. All Satan falsehood cannot comprehend, cannot hold the truth of the word. See, I'm fired up this morning as we go into living in the faith zone. How to do that? What is this? How is this? How is this? I hear this guy said, living in the faith zone. How is this applied to my life? 2025, right?
Yes.
It's 2025.
Yes.
Good. This morning, me and Emily was watching on the TV this morning, and they're coming out with a new iPhone, right, Emily?
Yes.
What was that?
The one, 17.
iPhone 17. You know, and I said, wow, man, these people, they continue to improve upon it. Now, your iPhone is good. Whatever iPhone you have right now, it's workable. It's good. But guess what, Diana? They improve.
Yeah, they're drawing more value,
more information. Hallelujah. So you're going to get some more information from the Word of God.
Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it's in the continual hearing of the Word that delivers our faith. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So we're not living off of a word that we heard. We're continually hearing the Word of God, and that is fueling us with faith, in faith, to be able to live in the faith zone. The continual hearing, not just, oh, I went to church one time last month, but the continual hearing of the Word, daily hearing of the Word, listening to the Word, reading the Word, declaring the Word. The hearing of the word brings faith. The Word of God delivers faith.
Yes.
It's what our faith, our hope, it's rooted in the foundation of faith.
Yes. And so the Word of God, and I know Emily chopping at the bit there to jump in, because this is a great teaching here. So in order I got to get into the zone of faith. And what bring me into it? The word. And once I get in there, that's where I live.
So I'm going to give you a likeness.
Yeah.
We live every day and we have to eat food.
Yeah.
And we have to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
These are things we have to do in order to survive and to be healthy. So spiritually, we need to listen and hear the word of God in order to have faith and in order to live in the spirit so that we can survive spiritually in order to live our life out until we get called home. So now what is faith? I'm going to tell you three things it is. The faith is real. It's substance. And faith is evidence. And faith is a living force drawn out of the word of God to produce proof.
Amen.
Those are three things. That's what faith is. And it's like food for our soul. It's the same exact likeness. If we don't eat and sleep, we're not going to survive. And if we don't listen and have the word of God and we don't hear it, our spirit will die. We're not going to survive. We need this to communicate with God. God gave it to everybody, the spirit, to communicate with him. And it's up to us to do that.
We're continually eating. We're continually sleeping. So we must also be continually hearing the word of God. So our energy and substance from today isn't from the meal that we ate 5 years ago. It's from today's meal.
Yes.
It's our restful state is from last night's sleep.
Yeah.
So we're continuing, we're eating, we're sleeping, and we are hearing the word of God.
So the word, I love that. Faith comes by the word. And we have to hear the word. So now you understand why you go to church. The reason you go to church is to hear the word. Because that's how you have faith. That's how you get faith. You don't get your faith by feeling. And Emily just gave you a definition. She says, faith is a living force. Only comes from the word of God. Not from your feeling or your thinking. Drawn out of the word of God. And when it comes from the word of God, it brings proof that God is who he say he is. The only way we know that God is who he say he is by applying his word to any situation in our life, to live out all the word. So how should we live? We should live by the word of God.
The word of God is the guarantee.
Yeah.
That exists, what we're hoping for. We find it in the word.
Come on, Dad.
So faith must be rooted and grounded in the foundation of the word of God. We're not just wishing for something.
And I hope it.
Faith. That's it. Because if you are wishing for something that doesn't align with the principles of God, then you're not able to activate faith in that situation. That's just wishing.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, I wish this would happen. I wish that would happen. No, but when you're operating in faith, you found the place where it is written. You found the principle, the word of God, and that's anchoring you to that. So in the midst of the situation, when it's trying to rock you to and fro, you're anchored in the word of God. So the faith is stemming from the word of God. It's what God's intention is for the situation, and we anchor to that. And then our faith then is exercised so that we're able to endure till the end, until the thing that we are hoping for in faith comes to pass.
I love where we at, because living in what? The faith zone. Mm-hmm. We must get there.
Mm-hmm.
By faith,
mm-hmm.
by faith, mm-hmm. by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all our listeners this morning, if you go into Hebrews chapter 11, you see these guys live in the zone of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't say anything else, by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how it started, Diana, mm-hmm. by faith.
By faith.
Mm-hmm. By faith.
Mm-hmm.
By faith. Now, that's the key word. The common word trend that runs through that old chapter is always by faith.
Mm-hmm. And we think about, you know, the faith zone, think about kind of gives you the picture of like an end zone on a football field.
Yeah.
Well, if you could be in the end zone, but unless you have possession of the ball,
you can't get
you're not winning.
No.
You're not scoring. You could be standing in there, but you're not actually scoring. You're not actually advancing unless the ball is being held by you as you run in.
Yes.
So that is faith. Like the football, that is the faith. We have to have
it.
Faith to be able to advance.
I love
you can't
that.
Just stand, be standing there.
Yes.
We have to have that faith, that football of faith when we're in the zone.
You have to carry it, right? You have to carry that ball into that zone. And once you get in there, you got it. You got it. But you work your way with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, say faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing the word.
Mm-hmm.
So the word is what brings us in.
Mm-hmm.
The word is what make us. There's a word that deliver the promise. That's it, Gary Diane.
Mm-hmm.
The word delivers the promise this morning. Someone got to get this here. It's the word that delivers the promise. Not my thinking, not my feeling, not my upso, but it's the word that delivers it.
We continue to hold on to that word.
Yes.
No matter which way the situation acts like it's trying to go. Pastor challenged the church on Sunday to memorize 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
Yeah.
For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. It doesn't say we walked by faith, not by sight. It doesn't say we're going to walk by faith in the future. No, we walk. We currently walk by faith, not by sight.
When we're making those first and ten, you got to have the ball. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? They're making that move. Mm-hmm. To the end zone with that ball.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point to just make. Practical point. You got something. You got the ball. You know you're going in.
Mm-hmm.
You got the word. You know you're going in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't got the word, you don't have anything. You guys had to take it from me this morning.
So the faith is what we need to be able to have the promises of the word delivered onto us. We cannot escape our faith. You know, the enemy will propose different things, different ideas, people's opinions and such will come to try to get us to veer away from our faith, to take the easier option. But want to encourage you to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
A song.